you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Podcast free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. Never miss a minute. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mahomes had another baby. Now he's going to be fat and happy, Nick. Is he going to be?
Let's hope.
Is he going to have the? They're going to win the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought last year.
No, I think. Well, I think they're going to win another one.
They play the Bengals this week.
Yeah, they better beat the Bengals. I hate the Bengals. Joe Cool, they got to call him.
All right. That guy's a douche.
Yeah, he's a total douche, man. He really is. He's just a douche.
Yeah. He's just like the stereotypical villain from an 80s movie, like the dick jock, just like, oh,
that's it.
Look at my sunglasses. Like, get out of here.
He comes he's like a nerd who dresses up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to wear something weird today to go to the game.
No,
right?
Yeah. He looks like the kind of guy that would wear one of those sweaters that you're
totally.
Yeah.
He's a villain from the 80s movie, right. Yeah, yeah.
Laughing at the nerd.
Yeah, well. I'm a Chief fan this weekend, Nick. That's for sure.
Yeah, but at the end of the movie, remember, he loses the girlfriend to the nerd. So, eventually that'll happen to him.
Yeah,
I think everything will work out just fine for him.
Yeah.
I could see him being one of those dudes who, you know, gets to the Super Bowl, like, right there at the beginning of his career and then never gets back again.
That'd be awesome.
So, like
my guy.
Like your guy. Yeah, I don't think he's going back.
I don't think it's happening this year.
No, not at all. For sure.
God.
Lamar Jackson went off on a fan, and I got no problem with this. Now, he had to say sorry and drop his tweet. But, you know, you can take a lot when you're in the public eye, but eventually you just kind of go crazy and just get pissed.
Yeah.
You know, we're not Lamar Jackson, but we've been in the public eye, at least in this area, for a long time, and we have a lot of hate. And sometimes you just want to say F off. And
he did.
And we do. Todd does it all the time now, and I'm glad. I'm proud of Todd.
Yeah, so this guy on Twitter.
And I've been doing it, too.
Oh, there was a guy on your page yesterday.
I told him.
I wanted to tell him. Why don't you just stop listening?
I did. I told him.
Oh, did you?
I told him.
Okay.
Yeah, so this dude on Twitter, he tagged Lamar Jackson in this tweet.
I don't care if you listen. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he said when someone is asking for a $250 million guaranteed like Lamar Jackson, games like this should not come down to tags the kicker. Let Lamar walk and spend that money on a well-rounded team. So Lamar Jackson responds. He said, boy, STFU, y'all be capping too much on this app. MF never smelt a football field, never did S, but eat D. Like, spilled it all out.
Yeah, it's the eat D part he's getting in trouble for.
Which I still love. I still love it.
It was a gay slur.
Yeah.
That's what I heard he got in trouble for.
E.D. I don't know. I think
E.D. is pretty universal.
I think it's universal.
Yeah.
I realize it's the NFL, but so it's going to come off that way.
He's casting it as that's a negative thing.
Right.
And so that's where, it can be easily construed that way. I see.
I still think it's funny.
Commended for
that. And he pulled it, and they apologized, whatever. It's no big deal.
When Harbaugh's coming up, you're like, it's so out of character for him. Okay.
First of all, I'm the last person to defend the Ravens, but their defense sucks. It ain't him. They went right down the field in the defense to beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen they've lost four games when they were kicking ass in the fourth quarter. You know, their defense blows.
It's weird that their defense sucks. Yeah.
Having no horse in the race, that was a great game to watch the end of.
Oh, it was, mm-hmm. I was talking to a Raven fan, buddy.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Lamar Jackson
he was not happy.
Yeah,
he's
never impressed me as particularly bright.
No, me neither. But
great
once again, I'm defending him just going. He was at home that night. He pissed off he lost the game. Oh, jeez, eat a day.
Totally get where he's coming from, but you know, at that level, you can't do that.
I know.
No.
But I don't think it's a big deal. After they pulled it and apologized, it's not a big deal.
Well, and Harbaugh said—
Not when you got Deshaun Watson coming back and he's just whipping his wiener out.
Yeah, but they can both be bad.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're treading into territory of, well, why— they can both be bad.
One's worse. One's,
okay, that's
one's
fine, but it doesn't
worse.
Mean that his is— not
eat
bad.
A D. Eat a D.
I don't think it's that bad.
Eat a D. I don't think it's that bad either.
Harbaugh said it's not the way he speaks. It's not the way he talks. It's not the words he ever uses. I've never heard him say things that before. Right. But he's not going to talk like that in front of the head coach.
No, he's not.
I heard a quote from Harbaugh yesterday. They said, look, he was just telling— he's like, I always tell the guys, don't get on Twitter after the game.
Yeah.
You know,
it's easier said than done. Yeah,
that's a good piece of advice. Right. You know, you're emotional after a loss. Don't get on Twitter and then start popping off. That's where you get in trouble.
And don't say E to D, whatever you do. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Yeah,
that's it was funny that they lost.
Yeah. Oh, I like that part too. Believe me, I don't like the Ravens at all. But I think that was I think it was just no big deal.
Well, that game was good for the value of your Trevor Lawrence rookie card.
Yes, it was. It was. Yeah. He's not bad. He looked really good.
He's starting to look like a number one pick.
Are you taking good care of that? You got it in a sleeve?
It came in a sleeve.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it stays somewhere untouched.
What am I talking about? It was uncircumcised right away. That's where it was.
Don't snip it.
I'm not going to snip that. It's worth more with a sleeve on it.
Got it in the safe deposit box at the bank?
I don't have it there. It's not really worth that much, obviously.
But it will be.
Yeah, let's hope so. You got to win a Super Bowl or two to make it worth something.
Yeah, that would really help.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you got to wait till after he leaves the Jags.
Yeah, exactly.
And then goes and wins some Super Bowls.
That dude's a better coach. They got the Jags have been good in the past, so anything can happen.
But, terrible division, so they could probably make some noise.
Well, this year for sure, yeah. All right.
Yeah, if you're Trevor Lawrence, when it comes time to sign a new contract, do you stick with the Jaguars?
Once again, the Jags have been good in the past, really good in the past. Mm-hmm. They have a better coach now. Their owner's kind of a weird
nut job. Hey, Blake Bortles took them to the AFC Championship against the Patriots, what, 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Was it that soon?
Yeah. It was really recent.
I remember when they first came into
the
league.
And by the way, I'm not rooting for them. Yeah. I mean, they're on my team's, conference, but still.
I think the draft was adjusted as such when Carolina and Jacksonville came into the league. They got a lot.
Well, there was an expansion draft.
Yeah. Right, and they went really far into the playoffs early on in the franchise history.
We got a quarterback now, too. He looked good last night, man. He's coming along. I'm happy about that. Because I told Ryder, I said, if you'd rather have a 4-7 team with a brand new quarterback than 4-7 team with an old quarterback.
Shut up.
I don't mean that.
Shut up.
By the way, I know that that's aimed at the Packers, but I would just said it out loud. It's aimed at anybody. If your quarterback's on the back half of his career, and Rodgers is still one of the best.
Your window is opening.
Right. They have a chance to get better around Pickett than they would around Roethlisberger when he was quitting, obviously, getting old. Same with Brady. I mean, obviously, the problem is Mahomes going to be around a long time,
Yes, he is.
Unless he's
a problem for Nick.
Just loses interest in football now that he's got the kids and the money and everything.
So we got the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Who's the NFC?
Eagles.
Vikings.
I don't know, man. The Eagles look beatable. The Eagles look beatable.
San Francisco looks good.
And I think the Vikings look good, too, last weekend.
Dallas looks good.
Oh, God.
Like I say, I think they were showing it during the game on Sunday night. Like, as it sits right now, the entire NFC East gets into the playoffs.
Right.
All three wild cards are the NFC East.
Like, everybody's beatable.
That's a stupid question. I know that. But the Eagles looked really unbeatable a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Their offense still looks very good. Their defense looks a little suspect. But when you can hang 40 at will...
But the Packers scored a bunch on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they still ran the ball right down the Packers' throat. Right, I mean, they had like 350 yards of rushing.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Beatdown
that the Vikings took.
They did.
From Dallas kind of discouraged me a lot.
But then they came back.
If you're a coach, aren't you watching that game film on how to stomp the Vikings?
Yeah, pretty much. Since that's what coaches do, probably right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they watch all the tapes in
fact. You should call people and tell them to watch the Viking film ahead of time.
Got
a tip.
Yeah. They should destroy every copy of that film.
Talking about. Destroy the copy.
Oh, I think from the Viking side, Todd, I think you're absolutely right. Oh, sure. That's not one of those game films you watch because there's nothing to be learned. What did we do wrong?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep.
Everything.
Every aspect of the game. They suck.
Throw that tape out. Start over again on Monday.
Suck! We're playing suck, by the way. Instead of ice, we play suck. Yeah, just have to hop to your knees and, yeah, that's it. That's the game.
All right, we got some good news here about bad weather.
Oh.
We're about to get some bad weather.
I think we might already.
We're about to get into winter here. Same down in Wichita.
Is that what December means?
They're quoting, it's the artist Georgia O'Keeffe who raved about walking in extreme wind. She loved it.
Well, screw her.
And a lot of other people. This is especially prevalent in the Scandinavian cultures. They like to go out in the cold and the wind and the rain, and somehow it invigorates them, and they do it a lot.
Well, it's because they live in it.
How many die of hypothermia?
Right.
While doing that dumb thing.
It blows the beers right off their faces, too.
Because they're prepared. You got to have the gear. Researchers have begun untangling some of the little-known benefits of walking in wintry conditions. Turns out that most conditions, that are most deterring from us, taking a stroll, are in fact excellent reasons to step outdoors.
Well, yeah, I don't mind being outside, but not for a long period of time when I'm really cold, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cities at their most walkable in the winter. When wind disperses pollution, rain washes away the air of dirt and germs. 2021 study found the best days to avoid catching highly contagious strains of COVID were windy days when germs and bacteria were blown away instantly. Cities empty out in the rain, meaning we could pick our pace, stride along the streets, usually thronging with people. Pavements devoid of pedestrians are also perfect for practicing backwards walking.
Oh, there you go.
Trend.
Oh, boogie looking
to
for
sweep Japan.
Walking backwards when it's icy and snowy out? No, that seems a bad idea.
Yeah, it does. In a city, too, you're going to bump into everybody, Todd. Yeah.
Well, no, not if it's crappy out.
Everybody's walking backwards?
Everybody's out of your way.
Okay.
And you can get those little things to strap on your shoes in case it gets icy. There's all kinds of things you can do to enjoy winter weather.
Yeah, like walk
outside.
Forward.
Yeah, but it's all cold.
Yeah, but you mentioned cool places. We live on the plains. It just gets cold. It's flat. It sucks. You know that. You're not talking about going to Colorado and skiing. That sounds fun if you do that.
Oh, yeah. I love that kind of winter recreation.
This is not what we get around here.
This is just taking a walk.
No.
Depending how cold. Yeah. The bitter stuff, the below zero stuff, nah. No, that's not safe for you.
And the walking backwards, I don't do very often. I needed to find another shiny fitness thing. To get into, because I maybe walk backwards once or twice a week now. At the end of my workout, get on the treadmill and walk backwards for about 15 minutes.
Well, but last time you did it outside, you had Cleet in the bushes with his iPhone taping you. He's, what the hell's up with this?
Right, spying on the voyeur.
Of course, we still don't know why Cleet was at the playground. I think he was picking up his kid, that's why.
We'll leave that one alone.
anybody left a shirt on a bench.
Our buddy Cleet was picking up his kid to school, and he looks over the track, and Todd's walking backwards. He tapes it and sends me, what's up with this, guys?
Well, he was looking for somebody to teach him how to flip a coin.
That was fun.
We had to get an elementary
kid.
But
he didn't have to tape from the bushes. He did it from like 100 yards away.
I know.
I know him.
He didn't want you to see it.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think he wanted to go, what's up with Todd, man?
Well, he could have come down and asked me, what's up with you? And then he could have filmed me.
I love that he taped
up close.
You. Yeah. I love that he taped you. That's still on my phone somewhere. Yeah.
Well, you would think an NFL referee of all people would appreciate walking backwards.
That's right.
Because he does.
But even he thought, what the hell is this about? And he walks backwards more than anybody.
As a back judge, he ran backwards a lot.
He did. He did. Yeah.
Trying to look up.
Bush is fluffing somebody.
So get outside and enjoy the crappy weather.
Just need a new fitness trend.
All right.
Yeah, you just need the warm weather gear or the cold weather gear.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This would be Steve.
Hey, Steve. What's up?
Morning. Hey, good morning. How we doing?
All right, man. You
good? What do you got?
Hey, I'm Lincoln.
Okay.
Hey, I'll just call and let you guys know that you can enjoy winter activities around here. I've got a fat bike, and I love to ride in sub-zero temperatures. I live right next to it.
Oh, with the fat tires.
The fat tires.
Really fat tires.
I like that. Those things look pretty cool, by the way. When it's really snowy and icy, do they ever slide out, though, from under you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I hit a cat once, and I hit the pavement. I ran over a cat, I should say. The cat was, I think the cat ran off. I hit the pavement.
Oh,
but no,
yeah.
The part I was going to share that I think makes it more enjoyable is I like to try to do about 5 bong hits before I go out in the woods.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps with the enjoyment, but it sure makes the snow and everything pretty. And, oh, it's just a beautiful feeling.
It sounds like the bong rips.
Are you running through
exactly
a mountain bike trail, or are you going through the streets?
He said through the woods.
No, it's mountain bike trail.
Okay.
I don't like to ride on streets. Yeah. People drive like crap.
Yeah, they do. Plus, it'd be, I think, more slippery, actually, on the street than it would be on a trail. With those big fat tires.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend get hit at the beginning of the summer on a street, and so I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah. How much does a good fat tire
bike
cost?
But 5 bong grips on the street ain't a good idea either, for that matter.
I wasn't going to mention that part because it's not legal in our state yet, but we're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that, exactly.
Can you get one of those bikes for under $1,000?
You can get mine, actually. Mine's for sale. I'll sell it to you right now for $700. But, yeah, you can't really get a brand new one for less than probably $1,500 or $1,600.
That's what I thought.
Cool. They are pretty cool-looking bikes, man.
Oh, you see them all around the ski hills now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weed. Appreciate
it. Bet.
See you,
man. You guys have a great day.
I wasn't going to mention that. That was a big part of the story.
Yeah.
I do 5 bong hits, and then I ride in the woods, and the snow's coming down. I get that.
I always wondered what...
That's probably beautiful.
Why
probably
you
beautiful.
Need the fat tires?
For the snow.
Traction.
Yeah. If you're in that snow, regular bike tires would slide right out.
Even mountain bike tires, which are, fatter than.
Yeah.
You certainly don't want the skinny tires.
No.
You got to have pavement for
the skinny
tires.
Fat tires and fat joints.
I used to see a guy running in the morning when I was coming to work. But now I come to work a few minutes earlier than then, so I don't see him anymore. But he would be out there in the...
Because you probably picked him off about a week ago, didn't you?
Maybe.
Where'd that guy go?
Maybe. But
I heard that thump. I haven't seen him since.
It was always in the same spot.
They're dangerous, man. Yeah. What's that?
I don't know. There's weird noises happening out here, and I'm getting a little freaked out. Coming from like above and behind. I don't know where.
Is it coming from your crotch area?
No, those I'd be fine with.
Yeah, but we don't know what's happening. There. It's a mess.
You afraid the ceiling's going to start leaking?
Well, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, this guy
is going to repel from this ceiling.
Yeah. Right.
This guy would see running in the morning, and he would be out there in the worst conditions.
Yeah.
Those days that I was freezing my ass off in the car. And he looked just miserable.
Yeah, you're not supposed to breathe in that kind of weather. That too cold when you're exercising.
Yeah.
Too cold, right.
I mean, that's what sounds like this guy was doing.
The regular cold, you can do it. Yeah.
On his bike, out there. He said sub-zero.
Yeah. Like, 5 bong rips, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Layers.
Could you say anything?
Dress in layers.
Big bong hits, and everything's fun.
Yeah.
See, but that you can do without any snow cover. If you want a snowshoe or cross-country ski, you need snow cover.
Right,
and we rarely get that here.
No, you're right.
Winter pandemic we did, but that's rare. And it actually stuck around for a little while.
You still have your snowshoes, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I got an extra pair. Somebody needs a... Well, we need snow cover
snow.
First.
Yeah.
Right. They were selling those at Costco the other day when I was there.
Snowshoes?
Snowshoes. I walked by. I was like, really? Snowshoes, huh?
Todd, start the trend, man. Old Boogie brand snowshoes.
You know what?
Let's put some money in those,
I think people have been snowshoeing for quite a while.
No, around here. Yeah, you don't see it around here.
No.
I've never seen anybody in snowshoes walking anywhere.
I wouldn't even know where to go.
Right.
You just go to the park?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I live by anywhere a park.
But you also want, but it has to be deep snow, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why the only reason you need those is a foot of snow on the ground,
and
right?
And a couple of laps around the park there, and that's a good workout.
Yeah.
It's pretty strenuous. Yeah. And we go to there's a buddy of mine has a pair of snowshoes, too.
Do you rent a St. Bernard with a little whiskey on his neck?
No.
Yeah.
But
that's some fun, man. That'd be kind of cool.
My buddy often brings a flask.
Okay.
And we walk a local golf course.
5 bong rips, you walk the whole course.
See, I just want to know how many people who bought those snowshoes at Costco ended up putting them up on their wall in their cabin or something,
Decoration.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody's actually using
them. How much does it cost?
Oh, you can spend $300-$400 on a pair of snowshoes.
I love when you said, can I get a bike for less than $1,000? You could buy mine.
Yeah.
I'll sell it to you right now.
Make me an offer.
For $700. Yeah. And some weed. right.
That's a man who saw an opportunity.
Fortune Feimster was on earlier with us. Check her out in the podcast. She's great.
Got a Netflix special. Yep. It's out now.
All right. We have Tammy Pescatelli in the studio on Friday. She's the funny bone this weekend. Nick's out starting Thursday night, right?
Yes, Nick? Thursday night. Tyler Walsh and I will be in Roca, Nebraska for the No Shave Nebraska banquet. Friday night, I'll be in Kearney at the other side. And Saturday, the CD release party at Barnado in Omaha.
Craig Peters calling tomorrow.
Okay. Paul Mercurio calling tomorrow. Right. Jason Regan will be here.
Paul's in Des Moines getting iced.
Yeah.
He would not be on his knees drinking ice.
No. He'd be like, what's this?
No, and I'm waiting on confirmation. Tomorrow we may be talking to Tom Everett Scott.
We love him.
Always love talking to him.
Yeah.
He's in Dolly's new Christmas special that's coming up on TV this week.
And my friend request to Tyler Walsh has just been accepted.
Yeah.
So things are going to start happening now.
Here comes the podcast.
Yep.
He friended us, even though we wouldn't let him in the studio today.
Right. At least he got up and he was thinking about
us. That's right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.